Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.
Shaq is giving me a great education.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I told him I didn't want to get a certain vehicle because of the amount of gas I would have to spend. Yeah. It costs like $80
to fill it up.
And he
said, when it gets to half, then you put $20, you bring it back to full.
But if I keep doing, I would have to stop more often and still spend $80.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You're complaining about when it gets to zero, you spend $80. When it gets to half, you put $20. Then when it get back to half, you put $20.
Yeah, but I'll keep stopping, putting $20 in, and it'll be cool. $80, the same amount of gas.
Kenny, I'm driving the
same amount of gas.
Don't even try it.
You're telling me that I wouldn't have to, if I didn't let my gas get down, I wouldn't have to fill it up as much?
No, I'm saying you're complaining about the $80. That's what the conversation about.
But times 20 is 80 because I'm going to stop four times.
No, you're not going to stop four times. No, you're not going to stop four times. Not in 1 week, you're not.
Half of 80 is 40.
But no, listen to what I'm saying.
I am.
Okay.
So if I, every day, if I did, if I did.
No, you ain't going to have to put gas in every day. Don't play me right now.
I'm not playing.
Don't play me right now.
Oh, my God. I've never identified more with Kenny the Jet Smith.
Is it weird that I kind of understand Shaq's argument?
Oh, yes, that is weird.
Super weird.
Arkand is Shaq defending Mac Jones is what he is.
In many ways, I'm Shaq.
Kenny Smith is my spirit animal on that debate.
Well, if I know I have less gas in my tank, I'm probably going to drive less.
I hear you on that. That's fair.
I'm going to have to stop and get gas because
the gas light is on. Yeah,
like,
no,
I won't drive to TJ Maxx
very
for
possible.
Something I don't need because I don't want to use the gas that's in the tank.
It's very possible. It's Jones and Mego with Arkan here on WEEI. We were talking Celtics along with all your Patriots phone calls here. We'll get back to them at 617-779-7937, but we're joined by Kenny Smith on the Harbor One Hotline. He's presented by FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Listen to this. FanDuel is bringing fans closer to the game with an unmatched league pass offer for the upcoming NBA season. So you want to watch the whole league? This is a great way to do it. Starting today through October 26th, so you have a week, you got to act now, new customers who bet $5 on FanDuel will get 3 free months of NBA League Pass, in addition to $200 in bonus bets. Wow! Existing FanDuel customers can also take advantage of the special promotion by betting $5 to receive 3 free months of League Pass, allowing them to watch and wager live on all out-of-market games. For more info on this League Pass promotion, fans can visit FanDuel.com. And Kenny the Jet Smith, as I said, joins us here on the Harbor One Hotline. Thanks so much for taking the time here today, Kenny. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. I couldn't say it better myself, but wait a minute about FanDuel. But you would drive less? Like, wait, time out. This whole, who said that?
That was Mega.
That's
Mega over there, yes.
Wait, first of all.
Yes.
Do we realize that we're talking about miles per gallon? So no matter how many gallons of how much you spend, you can only get a certain amount of miles out of the gallon in a certain car you have.
Yes,
right?
Yes. But I live in the city, and there are certain times when I'm like, am I going to drive to the store and do some shopping? And I don't really need to. And I know if I'm trying to save the gas in my tank because I only have a quarter tank left and I don't want to stop again because I haven't filled up my whole tank the last time I stopped because I don't want to see the number that says $60.
Listen, so you basically said you would go to work less and make less money then because you wouldn't drive as
much.
No, I'm talking about doing it. It doesn't make any sense. I'm going to put you and Shaq in a room together, and y'all can drive to you can drive from L.A. to San Antonio, and then you two guys can figure out how much gas is going to cost.
We'll stop every two hours.
$20 in there. And you're like, no, Shaq, let's stay in the hotel because who wants to drive now?
Well, I'll tell
like,
you.
No.
Arkan being frozen out of hanging out with Shaq makes him very, very upset. But Kenny, I'm curious your thoughts on the Celtics and their offseason, not so much on the floor, because I think a lot of us here are big fans of what they did on the floor, adding Porzingis, adding Drew Holiday. Let me know if you disagree, but we're a little miffed that Joe Mazzulla is back. What do you think of the Celtics' decision to stick with him after what was at times a very rocky first year coaching this team?
Well, first of all, I think last part of this, y'all have a full tank of gas in Boston. Y'all have everything to win. Y'all have everything to win an NBA championship. And for a first year coach, you guys went where? What was the ending point for you guys?
Eastern Conference Final, one round shorter than they were the year before.
Right. One round shorter, maybe one to two games less. Like, no, I mean, like the expectation for me as an ownership would be this team should be smelling the Eastern Conference Final every year. And to get to an NBA Final and be one of the best two basketball teams, other things got to happen. We got to be not injured. The ball has to go the right way. We got it. Some guy cannot go crazy. Like, to get to the finals is a lot. But if we're not smelling the Eastern Conference with the roster we have, then he got them there. So I'm not surprised that, I mean, first year coach getting the Eastern Conference Final, yeah, I would say, are you going to bring back Ime Udoka? I mean, I don't know who's going to do better. I don't know how much better you do.
Kenny, do you think that Jason Tatum is at the point in his career where he should be the bona fide leader number one on this team?
Isn't he already that?
Sorry?
From outside looking in, I know you guys are there every day and you kind of see things and hear things. Maybe I have a different affinity, but from the outside in that, who's just like, I'm a casual, I don't watch the game casually with you guys, but it like, I don't, in my heart, it's casually in it.
Yeah,
I would say he is a leader.
Let me frame it a different way. I think because he is less of a vocal presence for people watching the game to game, that sometimes there's a different edge that we hear fans say that they want to see from him.
Yeah, but he's the winningest basketball player in the last 4 years in the NBA. There's one who's won more games than this guy or gone further than this guy in the last 4 years. Not Jokic, not Embiid, not LeBron James. He's been in the Eastern Conference of the Finals more than any player in the NBA in the last 4 years. He's the winningest basketball player. So regardless of how I would like him to look or say, he's proving it by saying, there's no one that wins more than me. No one. Like, there's not a player. Giannis, no one, has won more than this guy in the last 4 years and has got his teams further. Giannis lost in the first round last year. You know what I mean? Like, there's no guy. So I understand because Celtic tradition, Larry Bird, all the way up. Like, Bill Russell's. Like, I get it. But nobody in basketball is winning more than this guy.
Regular season.
And him and Jalen Brown.
Yeah, right. But I think,
playoffs.
Okay, but not a title. You're a champion. You know this. And so, like, to me, that's what we're talking about. And, you know, does he have that in him? It took Giannis a while to do it. It's taken a lot of guys a long time to do it. And I think that's where I would lump myself in that category with a lot of fans, where I look at it and go, all right, is he going to elevate himself as a leader? Because I didn't look at him as the leader of the team last year and the last couple of years with Marcus Smart here. I think a lot of us are hoping he elevates
you
in that
Marcus
role.
Marcus Smart was their leader?
Well, that's how he acted half the time. He was running timeouts last year, yes.
I'm not saying you're right or wrong, because from the outside looking in as not a Bostonian, I would never have thought that. I would like, Jason Tatum is the leader of your team. The guy's getting it done, and he's going to break through, because it's kind of like, I have daughters that act. And I told them, I said, they were disappointed that they weren't getting, you know, certain roles. I'm like, yeah, but you're up for the lead role in a Disney movie. You're up for the lead role in a movie from Paramount. Eventually, you're going to break through, because you're not, like, going for independent films. Like, the Boston Celtics are trying to get play-in games. If you're around it enough, you're going to break through. LeBron James, what he is, 7, whatever it was, he's going to break through, because you're in the realm of where you need to be. If you think about all the great players, even like Charles Barkley, who didn't win any title.
He didn't?
He was only really smelling it for like 3 years of his career. You know what I mean? Like, so he got there once. He didn't win it. But then the other years, he didn't even really – his team weren't really there. You know what I mean? This guy is in his prime, and his teams are there. He's going to break through. I'm not saying that it's going to be this year. He's going to break through. He has to, like LeBron did and like all the great players, because he's playing for the chips. He's one of the top four teams in basketball every year in the last 4 years, and he's only like 26 years old.
We're talking to Kenny the Jet Smith here inside the NBA. Kenny, do you think there's any team that had a better offseason than the Celtics?
You could say the Bucks. You know, you could say, you know, when you put top 75 players of all time in history, one's in his prime in Giannis, and one is at the end of his prime but still in it, and Dame, that they're going to have, you know, had a great offseason. And Dame is kind of what they were missing. But Drew Holiday adds the element that I thought Boston was missing, where now Jason and Jalen, they could become scorers and not playmakers. So they don't always have to make the play for someone else, because Drew Holiday is really good at handling the basketball. He's not going to just give it up as maybe as easily as Marcus Smart would, like in transition. Like, Marcus Smart passes ahead. Drew Holiday, I'm a point guard. I keep it till I get to the three-point line. Marcus Smart, who is really like a two playing the point guard, he says, I pass it ahead. So now I think the pressure of those two guys to make plays are going to be less because of Drew as well.
Kenny, do you think it's strange at all that, just from your NBA experience, that the Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla has new assistants around him who have spent, you know, 9 to 14 more years coaching in the league, only at the assistant level? They haven't done a season at a head coach level like Joe Mazzulla, but is there anything awkward about that setup to you?
No. I think the one thing that you want as a head coach, I would believe that I've been around some really great ones. I know some really great ones now personally that we talk once a week that are in the league. One thing you want is guys who are going to be, in a true sense of the word, how simple it sounds, assist you. Not assist it, assist you. Like, when I don't see something, you see it. You bring it to my attention. Like, if your assistant coaches have other aspirations and they're not really there to assist you, then that would be uncommon. Like, if you say, hey, he's got four guys who every day say, I don't want to be assistant coach, I want to be a head coach in the league, I'd be like, that's weird. Why would you not want to assist this guy and help him win a championship? So to me, having people that just are willing to assist you in those moments. Like, I have an assistant that helps my schedule and all that. If my assistant wants to be on camera, I got a problem. Like, yo, bro, like, you can't. I got a problem. Like, yo, I need my flights. Like, you can't be on camera. I'm sorry. We're not hiring at TNT. So I think that's important for Joe, whoever it is, especially a guy who's young, who is starting his career at that. So if he has that and those guys do that, then he's fine.
Is Porzingis a good fit?
Yes. And it's not because of offense. It's because of defense. Because I think his defense is so underrated that he can guard 3s, 4s, and 5s, and then he does protect the rim. I think that's very underrated on what was missing when Robert Williams left. Like where are you gonna get some rim protection? And he does that. He does protect the rim to some degree, but also he could switch out, which I don't think Robert was able to do. Not saying that, he got you guys to the finals, but I don't think he was able to help get you guys to the finals, rather. But he wasn't able to, switch out on 3s, small forwards, and be able to defend them for long stretches of games where you could put Porzingis at the 3 and you're not even going to blink your eye.
All right, Kenny, before the show, we were all going over our favorite moments from inside the NBA, the things that we thought were the funniest, and we all had different ideas, but I want to know, what's the hardest you've ever laughed on the set? What's the funniest moment that you can recall from the show?
Man, I don't know if there's one, man, because I might do that on Tuesday. It happens every day, man, from Charles kissing a donkey, from me pushing Shaq into a Christmas tree, to we arguing about gas, to you know what happens on our show?
What's
80%
that?
Of what you hear, 80% of what you hear has already started in the green room, or it might have started at the hotel when we were all together, and it just continues. Whatever that topic is for the day that you know with your guys that you talk, it just continues. So what you're hearing is a point of our conversation that had already been started hours ago. So when we were talking about the gas, we were arguing about it started with electric cars over gas cars. And it got to that. So you just caught that moment of the conversation. But if you would have heard the ridiculousness of what Shaq was saying about electric cars, it would have been a viral moment too.
I mean, I can only imagine the off-air conversations about the women of San Antonio. But so when it comes to your debates, how does Chuck not know more players who play for different teams, and who he play for? You guys don't talk about that off the air.
No, because and honestly, most of the guys that are moving around like that, we all don't know. We all kind of we didn't know that either. But we at TNT, we have a bias of we really only show the top 8 teams in basketball on both sides. So if you're not making the playoffs on a regular basis, there is a chance that I might only see you play 4 or 5 times because we're not – if I'm just at home and I want to watch Oklahoma City – okay, I'm going to watch Giddey. I'm going to watch Shai Gilgeous. But if they're not making the playoffs regularly, they're not on our network. So we're not even watching you. And we're not going to your games. We're not following you in the playoffs. So you could have a whole career, and we might not really have seen you if you were on bad teams your whole career.
All right, well, I think a lot of us are feeling where that's at with the Patriots these days. But the Celtics start up about a week from tonight, less than a week from tonight. He's Kenny Smith. Check him out. All over the place. Turner Sports.
I was at the Patriots game against the Raiders. I was in Vegas, the Patriots
last
Raiders
week?
Game. So, yeah.
Sorry, yes, sorry you had to watch all that.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of Oklahoma City and who? I mean, I don't even know. Oklahoma City and some other
Detroit. Trailblazers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Detroit and Orlando last year.
What'd you think? You got to look at the Patriots. What'd you think?
Like I said, I wouldn't be watching them again.
All right, Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny.
We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Kenny.
We'll be watching you next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you. All right.
All right. Kenny Smith, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. He's presented by FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Again, I want to reiterate this. FanDuel is bringing fans closer to the NBA with an unmatched league pass offer for the upcoming NBA season. This is a good deal, honestly, if you want to watch the league. Starting today through October 26th, you have a week. New customers, you got to be a new customer, who bet $5, that's nothing, on FanDuel will get 3 free months of league pass in addition to $200 in bonus bets. For more info on this League Pass promotion, fans can visit FanDuel.com. And again, that's Kenny Smith. Not a fan of the Patriots. I didn't have the heart to really get in on Mac Jones there. I didn't have the heart to do that with him.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.